This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Republicans filled their convention's opening night with testimonials to President Bush's leadership after the September 11 attacks. The delegates gathered in New York City's Madison Square Garden. Some of the nearby skyscrapers had views of Lower Manhattan as the World Trade Center collapsed. And inside the hall, the delegates heard from families of some of the victims. They heard a speech from former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. And Senator John McCain added his voice, saying he supported the president's decision to invade Iraq. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
The first night of the Republican convention was meant to transport voters back in time to September 11, 2001, and remind them of President Bush's leadership in the days after the attacks. It was the defining moment of his presidency and also the time of his greatest popularity. Arizona Senator John McCain recalled the famous image from those days when the president stood on the smoking ruins of Ground Zero.
I knew my confidence was well placed when I watched him stand on the rubble of the World Trade Center with his arm around a hero of September 11th, and in our moment of mourning and anger, strengthen our unity and our resolve by promising to right this terrible wrong and to stand up and fight for the values we hold dear.
McCain has not always spoken so positively about Mr. Bush. The two had a bitter primary battle in 2000, but this year, McCain has become an enthusiastic booster of the president on the campaign trail. While the war on terror is still an issue where polls show the president has a clear advantage over his opponent, John Kerry, voters have grown increasingly negative about his handling of Iraq. One of the goals of the convention is to remind voters why the U.S. is fighting, and last night McCain called the war noble and necessary.
For his determination to undertake it and for his unflagging resolve to see it through to a just end, President Bush deserves not only our support, but our admiration. He has been tested and has risen to the most important challenge of our time, and I salute him. I salute his determination to make this world a better, safer, freer place. He has not wavered. He has not flinched from the hard choices. He will not yield, and neither will we.
McCain refrained from criticizing Kerry or even mentioning him by name. The only person he attacked in his speech was Michael Moore, the director of the anti-Bush film Fahrenheit 9/11. McCain described the choice in Iraq as between war and a graver threat. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, he said. Certainly not a disingenuous filmmaker. At that, the crowd began to boo.
That line was so good, I'll use it again. Certainly not a disingenuous filmmaker who would have us believe, my friends, who would have us believe that Saddam's Iraq was an oasis of peace, when in fact, it was a place of indescribable cruelty, torture chambers, mass graves, and prisons that destroyed the lives of the small children inside their walls.
Moore was in Madison Square Garden last night. He had a press seat as a guest columnist for USA Today. As the delegates chanted, "Four more years," he shouted, "Two more months," and later said it was dumb for the Republicans to give his film more publicity. Another member of the entertainment industry at the convention last night was actor Ron Silver. Long identified with liberal causes, he gave a ringing endorsement of the president.
The president is doing exactly the right thing. And that is why we need this president this time.
Silver, who lives in New York City, said he still differs with the president on many social issues, but the Trade Center attacks had a profound effect on him and changed his view of Mr. Bush. 9/11 was the reason the Republicans chose New York, a city that is overwhelmingly Democratic and has never before hosted a GOP convention. Last night, the delegates heard from three 9/11 family members.
My name is Dina Burnett. My husband, Tom, was a passenger on United Airlines Flight 93. Tom called me four times from the airplane. He told me he was putting a plan together to take back the airplane.
I'm Deborah Burlingame. My brother, Chick Burlingame, was the captain of American Airlines Flight 77, which was crashed into the Pentagon.
I'm Tara Stackpole. My husband, Timmy, was a fireman in New York City, who ran through the doors of the World Trade Center but did not walk out. He was a patriot, a tremendous spirit.
Then the lights were dimmed, and the delegates heard New York City police officer Danny Rodriguez sing Amazing Grace.
Through many dangers, toils and snares.
The person most identified with the response to the terror attacks is former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. His speech was an effort to confer his own credibility and popularity to the president. Giuliani spoke in detail about that day.
When I arrived there and I stood below the North Tower and I looked up and seeing the flames of hell emanating from those buildings and realizing that what I was actually seeing was a human being on the 101st, 102nd floor that was jumping out of the building, and I was stunned.
The president, Giuliani said, has remained rock solid, and he portrayed Mr. Bush as someone who has been unfairly demonized.
It doesn't matter to him what the media does to ridicule him or misinterpret him or defeated him. They ridiculed Winston Churchill. They belittled Ronald Reagan. Some call it stubbornness. I call it principled leadership.
At the Democratic convention in Boston last month, the Kerry campaign made a conscious effort to tone down the criticism of President Bush. The Bush campaign made a different choice in New York City, indicating how important it is for the Bush re-election effort that Kerry be disqualified as an alternative. Giuliani led the attack, accusing Kerry of lacking a consistent vision and changing his position too often on important issues.
At this rate, with 64 days left, he still has time to change his position four or five more times.
And Giuliani repeated President Bush's favorite Kerry quote, that he voted for the $87 billion to pay for the occupation of Iraq before he voted against it.
Maybe this explains John Edwards' need for two Americans. One when John Kerry can vote for something, and another one where he can vote against exactly the same thing.
The contrasts between Senator Kerry and President Bush are dramatic, Giuliani said. They involve two very different views of how to fight the war on terror.
President Bush is the leader we need for the next 4 years because he can see beyond just today and tomorrow. When it catches hold, there is nothing more powerful than freedom. Give it some hope and it will overwhelm dictators and even defeat terrorists. That is what we've done and must continue to do in Iraq. That's what the Republican Party, our party, does best when we're at our best. We extend freedom, and it's our mission.
The Bush campaign is trying to reach swing voters this week, and the choice of McCain and Giuliani as leadoff speakers is part of that. Both are very popular with independents and Democrats. Tonight, in another effort to reach out to moderates, the theme of the evening will be compassion, and delegates will hear from First Lady Laura Bush and a popular Republican politician who differs from his party on almost every social issue, California's celebrity governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.
And you can hear the major convention speeches by going to our website at npr.org.